Wishing you a wonderful Thursday. And also today is 12/12, the 12th of December, and it is the last full moon of this decade. So this is a really, really powerful full moon. And I thought a really apt time for me to be sending this audio to you, particularly with what we're covering this month all around our soul's lessons and also welcoming and ushering in good energy for 2020. So what an amazing day to really focus on our intentions and focus on what we would like to release. So as part of this, and it would be great if you could do this any time up to kind of midnight tonight, is to take out a piece of paper. And I really would ask you to take time to do this. I know it's a really busy time at the moment, even if you don't have a piece of paper, trying to type it in on your phone or something. But if you can do pen and paper, it would be wonderful. Of sitting down and asking yourself these questions and writing out the answers. What have I learned about myself over the last 10 years? What soul lessons have I learned? What am I grateful for from these lessons? And what do I now want to release? And then on a second piece of paper, you're going to get writing down what you intend to create and bring in 2020 and also the next decade ahead. Last night I was teaching, or on Tuesday night, sorry, I was teaching a really lovely meditation as part of my 6-week meditation class in Dublin. And we finished off with a releasing meditation using fire in imagery and also creating. And I'm going to be recording a shorter version of that for you and sending that out onto you in the next few days, because the energy of this full moon will last for a few days, and obviously the energy of 2020 is going to be, you know, getting brought in now to our awareness and a bit more probably of our thoughts over the next few weeks. So I'd love you to have that to be able to listen back to as many times as you need to, and to do that. But what I was saying to everybody is last night in the meditation was you're meeting your like self from 10 years ago. So thinking back to January 2010 and where were you in your life at that point? And this is something to really think about when you're in the releasing phase. So when you do the releasing exercise and the intention exercise, I would advise it lighting a candle, maybe even burning essential oils while you're doing this. You can soak the pieces of paper in water, the releasing one, soak that in water, or if you have somewhere safe to burn it, obviously burn it. And the intention setting one, you can also place that in water or burn it too, or simply keep it for yourself. But it's nice to do a little bit of a ritual like this, and to do a ritual like this on the full moon is absolutely energetic and so powerful. So a few of my friends are actually coming over to my house tonight, and we're going to do a full moon ritual together in my house. I'm really excited about it. I've never done anything like that is in my home with other people. I've obviously done it myself. And it's just going to be like a really, really powerful, exhilarating and exciting night. So use and harness this energy of this powerful full moon today to bring the sense of being able to release and let go and to bring more in. And also as we move into thinking about where you were 10 years ago and what has happened since, you know, 10 years goes very fast. 10 years ago, I was 28 and I was this time of year actually preparing for interviews for becoming a trainee or apprentice solicitor after doing all of my solicitor exams. And I actually, that's where I was. And as we moved into 2010 in the January time, I was interviewing for it and everything. And within a few weeks, I didn't get my apprenticeship. One of the reasons was because I was told I hadn't gone to the right school, but anyway, and I had whatever. But what happened to me at that time was, which was the best thing ever, I decided to leave law. And I'd wanted to do this for so long, and it was that conversation that made me do it. And they were like, oh, please don't leave and stay and all of this. But I went, you know what? This is like not what I want to do. And I knew it wasn't what I wanted to do, but I just kept going with it because I put so much work into it. And I took a massive leap of faith and left. I'd been reading tarot professionally since 2008. So at weekends and evenings, I was reading it. And then I made that leap of faith. And here I am 10 years later at 38. And my God, what a journey I've been on in terms of my spiritual progression and my life progression and getting married and all of these different things that have gone on over the last number of years. So we look back and we remember these things, but like 10 years is a long time, but look how fast that has gone. So thinking of where you were, what age you were, what your aspirations were back in 2010 for where you'd be now and coming into 2020. I know when I look at my life, there's definitely not where I thought it would be, in good ways and negative ways. But no matter what, I am where I am and have learned a huge amount along the way, and I'm grateful for all of those lessons. But the interesting thing is, it's about putting those lessons into practice and saying, I can create the next 10 years to be amazing. So I'll be going between 38 and 48. And it's like, what can I do in these next 10 years to bring out forth everything I've learned? And obviously there'll be more lessons along the way, but how can I, you know, empower myself and feel good in myself and make my life, you know, exactly how I want it to be, and to move into more flow and more ease. So I would ask you to look at that for yourself and do that today. And really, really, I'm encouraging you now to take the time. If you're happen not to listen to this audio on the new moon, or sorry, on the full moon day on the 12th, and you're listening to it maybe a few days later at the weekend, still do it. The energy of the new moon will stay for a few days. So try and get this done by the end of the weekend. So I'm going to send you on a meditation in the next few days to listen to. But if you've any feedback on, like, just wanting to share about things you've changed or released or moved or whatever, let me know, and just bring yourself into a really, really beautiful place in yourself and in your body and in your mind, and move forward. Have a great day.